We're going to talk motherhood today. Dallas Lewis joins us. Dallas is a wife, a mother, and also an author. She has a new book called The Mommy Diaries, How I'm Surviving Parenting Without Killing Anyone. That's a great thing. Hi, Dallas. How are you?
I'm good. Jim, how are you?
Just fine. You know, motherhood has become quite the topic all of a sudden. It's been around since the dawn of mankind, but it seems like all of a sudden it's got a quick focus on it. Hillary Rosen trying to, take a swipe at Ann Romney really ended up taking a swipe at women all over the country, and women are now fighting back to make sure they're educating everyone on how tough it is to be a mother.
You know, and I couldn't have timed that better myself. That was just, it was brilliant. I was like, thank you so much. But really, you know, when I worked outside the home, I went to the office to catch my breath and get kind of take a breather when I was, instead of just being all the time in the house with the kids. So motherhood is tough. Parenting is definitely not for sissies.
Do you ever compare notes with your folks and how it was back then and how it is today? Because everybody says it's tougher today.
It is, but my mother doesn't give me the opportunity to go ahead and compare notes because she's ready and willing with her advice and what it is that I need to improve upon.
Do you use it?
I do. My mom is a very smart woman, very, very smart woman, and she still plays her parent card with me. Still, and I have to obey because she's my mother.
Well, you might hold a job for 30 or 40 years of your life, but when you're a parent for the rest of your time.
That's true. That is true.
Well, talk about how you learn. I mean, how does a person learn? There's no instruction manual that comes with children.
No, I asked the hospital for one before they sent me home with my first one, and they said that I would do fine, that I wasn't going to break the baby, and 3 days later I proved them wrong and was calling them frantic because they sent me home with a boy, and I had sisters. So that was a little bit of a culture shock, but he survived. He's fine. I think children are manufactured by Rubbermaid. But they, you know, you kind of just work your way through it, and every stage is different, and every kid is different. So even if we had an instruction manual, we'd need a different one for every child that's in your house. I mean, I've got three kids, same house, same parents, same food, same house rules. Every one of them is different for every situation.
Well, and those hospital employees just have to chuckle when they hear folks ask questions like that because I'm sure they hear it from everybody.
I hope so. I hope I was not the first person to say, please don't send me home with this child unattended. Please, I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, you have three children, and they all came very quickly back to back to back, so you didn't have a lot of time to learn.
No, it was very fast. I had three kids in 26 months, and people stand there and go, how did you do? Is that possible? Yes, it's possible. I don't recommend it, but it is possible.
What's the toughest part about being a mother? What have you learned over this time that's the toughest part about it all?
Consistency and not pulling your hair out, and then when you're bald, turning on your children and pulling their hair out. We all have to live together in the same house, and it's just one of those things that we're all really on the same side. And kids are going to be kids. They are going to do things because they're children, and that's what they're supposed to do. But as the parents, we have to be the grown-up in a situation when we would really, really rather throw ourselves on the ground and kick and scream just as loud as our kids. But we can't do that because we really do have to be the parent in this. That's what we have to do.
And, you know, when you go to work every day at the job that you might be paid to do, it's one of those things where you may come into the office in the morning, you pretty well have a pretty good idea what's going to happen today. Things are mapped out. Things are somewhat planned. With children, when that's your job, you have no clue day to day.
No, and I'm schedule-oriented. I like having a schedule. I like having a routine. My kids are fantastic at throwing all of my routines right out the window. And, you know, I've got boys. I've got two boys and a girl. And my boys are fantastic at throwing severe monkey wrenches into any schedule that I thought that I was going to already have. My youngest would give Evel Knievel a run for his money. That boy will jump, climb, run, and he jumps off the things. He broke his arm last year. This time last year, I'm waiting for the school to call me and go, Dallas, you got to come get him. He's got another broken bone. Because he has no fear. And that really kind of hinders your ability to make plans. And my other son, he's the same way. And so my next book is probably going to be an expose on hospitals and ERs of East Texas because we've been to several in the past 12 months.
Well, you say kids have no fear at that age, which is fine because moms have plenty to go around.
Yes, we do. And I found out I handle broken bones a lot better than I handle blood. When my oldest popped his head open, I did fine till we got to the hospital. And as soon as I handed him over to the hospital staff, I was on the floor.
You know, Dallas, I can hear some fathers out there saying, wait a second. We're talking about mothers here. What about dad? Well, dads are there too, but sometimes it might seem like the partnership is more 80-20 or maybe 90-10 when it comes to the everyday raising of the child.
Yes, it is. But when my kids were little, my husband traveled quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And when they were babies, I really think, bless his heart, I think he was scared of them. He would pick them up when they were crying, hold them at arm's length like they might be a bomb. And I would tell him, honey, you got to hold him. And he said, I am holding them. And no, baby, you got to hold them up close to you like you like them. And he says, I'm afraid of him. So, you know, it's a little different because we're wired differently. Jeff wouldn't go back to the under 2 age range for any amount of money. The age that the kids are now, 8, 9, and 10, he loves it. This is by far his favorite age. So far, we haven't seen what's coming in the preteen and the teenage years yet, but by far, this is his favorite age. But the dads, you know, without the dads, we wouldn't have the kids. So, I mean, it's a partnership, and there's going to be give and take in every stage, in every situation. Sometimes it's going to be the mamas that are picking up the slack, and in other times it's going to be the daddies that are picking up the slack, and it's how you cooperate as a team. Because you cannot parent by yourself. Even single parents cannot parent by themselves. They have to have a support team around them, and it's just the way you work it.
Absolutely. And everybody's situation is a little bit different. They have to find a mix that works for them.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
Talk a little bit about putting the book together. Some people, when they decide they're going to sit down and write a book, they have years and years of research and details and notes and things. Did this come to you pretty easily?
It did. Once I sat down, and I was talking to my editor who went through my last book with me, and I was ranting about stepping in milk at 4 o'clock in the morning because my daughter had left a cup sitting on the kitchen table that broke, and I don't know how a plastic cup just splits wide open. I don't know. But it did, and I stepped in milk at 4 o'clock in the morning because that's when my day starts. I get up at 4. And I emailed something to her and went, by the way, this is how I woke up this morning, and stay tuned for my next book, How to Survive Parenting Without Killing Anybody. And she emailed me back and said, oh, my goodness, you have to write this. You've got to write this. And when I finally sat down and decided I was going to do it, you know, I did have years of research, and I had years of training. I had 3 kids that I, you know, hadn't managed to strangle, give away, or sell at that point. So, I mean, I had years of experience to go ahead and contribute to it.
Oh, and it's all right up here, right?
That's right.
Well, can you talk a little bit about what you expect people to get out of the book? For folks who pick up the book, The Mommy Diaries, How I'm Surviving Parenting Without Killing Anyone, do you expect them to be entertained, educated, or maybe a little of both?
Both. I do. I really hope that people laugh when they read it and thank their lucky stars that all of that drama fell on somebody else's house and that they managed to kind of escape some of the madness that goes on in my house. But I also want people to walk away. There's a lesson in this that Jeff and I, you know, we work together. We are a team. Our family does operate within the confines of certain boundaries and certain limitations. Mainly our children. They, you know, Jeff and I are the parents in the household. We are not our kids' best friend. We love our children dearly. We play with them. I cannot imagine life without them. However, they have their own set of friends. I'm not one of them right now. When they grow up, I will be their friend, but right now I'm their mom. And that is something that I outline in the book. And that's what I want people to walk away from is that a solid and strong core family unit will just help them in the future when they grow up. Our job is to raise these kids so that when they leave our house, eventually they will. If we do this right, they will leave. That we have productive adults that know how to function in society. And that's what I want people to take away from it. But I want them to have a good time. I want them to laugh, and I want them to enjoy it while they're working their way through this.
Do they enjoy the book?
People or my kids?
Your kids.
They loved it. The only thing that they had a slight issue with, my youngest was very upset with me that I put his encounter with Cinderella when we went to Disney World. He was very upset there are pictures in this book, and he's got a picture of him giving Cinderella the biggest hug. But what the book doesn't show is that 10 seconds before the picture was snapped, he had laid Cinderella out, knocked her flat on her back. He was so excited to see her. I thought we were going to be escorted out of Disney World and never allowed back in. That's what they have the biggest problem with. And they're not allowed to read chapter 8. That deals with husband and wife relationships. They know that chapter 8 is off limits. It's not for little eyes.
Well, everyone has their own private stories that they think are only funny to themselves. But you might be surprised how many things might be funny to someone else because they can relate.
That's right. And, you know, and if people want a little taste of it, they can go to my website, dallaslewis.com. My daily blog is up there, and that is just a hint of what they're going to find in the book on a smaller scale. And it's just all kinds of good, fun, interesting stuff on the website there.
Very good. That's, again, dallaslewis.com. Check out the blog. And also The Mommy Diaries, How I'm Surviving Parenting Without Killing Anyone is the name of the book, and they can get it where?
They can get it at dallaslewis.com. They can get it at amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. They can find their local bookstore and get them to bring it in for them. It releases May 1st.
Very good.
But it's available now on my website.
Great. Very good. Well, thank you very much, Dallas. Appreciate the time. Continued success.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.